Hello, it's Laura Royal here from DNA Coach on the Coaches and Leaders Assemble podcast, the podcast for all things coaching, leadership, people and culture. And we are back with a brand new episode. And I thought it would be really useful to share with you some really, really pertinent details, especially if you are in the space of coach training confusion. What do training, certification, accreditation, qualifications, what does all of that really mean? So we're going to decode the coaching alphabet soup or alphabets. Does anyone remember alphabets? Like the little potato waffle style things in the shape of alphabet letters. Does anyone remember that? Just me? I think maybe I'm regressing to childhood dinners here, but I'm going to share with you what all of that means. So we're going to look at the CMI, ILM, ICF, EMCC, AC. What are all these letters? And I'm going to share with you what you really need to think about in terms of your coach training opportunity. Training, certified, qualified, accredited. What's the difference? What's the point? What might be good for you? What are you thinking of? A real simple guide just to help you navigate the lovely letters that form all the training opportunities that you could find. So I hope you find today's episode useful in that sense. Are you ready? Let's dive right in. Okay, so I'll try and keep this as simple and straightforward as possible, but it is a really important area to discuss. I am often asked, especially when people are looking at formal training or formalizing their training in any way, shape, or form, in particular training around coaching and training around leadership or management. And there's a variety of different providers available in the UK specifically and globally. And there's many more than the five that I'm going to share with you today. But the reason I'm sharing with you these five is that they are the most widely recognised and the most widely credentialed. And again, I need to be careful about some of the language that we use. Credentials, accreditations, qualifications. Oh my goodness, the list is endless. But the five organisations that I'm going to share with you are very reputable organisations. They all come with significant history, and some of which are very much backed by third-party organisations that are regulated, in particular in the UK. Now, of course, at DNA Coach, we are a registered training provider of two particular organisations and soon to become a third, perhaps a fourth. So at DNA Coach, we are a registered centre with the Chartered Management Institute. And I'll share with you a little bit about them first and foremost in the next segment. And we're also a registered training provider with the Association for Coaching. So both very highly regarded and very well recognised organisations, in particular providing coaching qualifications and in some respects, coaching certification as well. Now, we could go down a multitude of rabbit holes on all of this, and I am going to try and keep this as simple and straightforward as possible. But I'm often asked, especially when people are looking for good, solid coach training, for example, who do I go with? What provider? And anyone who ever perhaps sends us a note to say, I'm interested in becoming a coach, what do you offer? I will always guide you through our offerings, of course, but I'll also engage with the person inquiring on what their requirements are, what their needs, their wants and their desires, and what's led them to seek out a more formalised recognition, if you think, of their training practice, especially around the field of coaching, which is still a massively unregulated industry. And we've noticed that even more with the outcome of the pandemic. Everyone and their dog is referring to themselves online as a coach. Now, there is some great providers out there providing great in-house coach training, but there are, of course, some that are using the word coach without any formal practice or training. So I always think it's good practice to really review the credentials of the organisation or the awarding body that you are looking to seek out your coach training through. So whether that be recognised formal training qualification, accreditation, certification, credentials, all of the above, making sure you choose one that is affiliated, perhaps with one of the five organisations that I'm going to be sharing with you today. So as a Chartered Management Institute registered centre, we provide levels 3, 5 and 7 coaching and leadership qualifications, as well as a number of Chartered Management Institute recognised certificates. And of course, we are the Association for Coaching, who are a professional association body. We are recognised as a training provider with them. So that gives you a very high level overview. It's really important to me that people choose wisely. And if anyone ever comes to me and they are trying to separate their thoughts and make sense of all of these things, I'm more than happy to guide anyone through it, even if you don't choose us at DNA Coach as your provider. And sometimes that is the case. We have a number of people often saying, I'm more so looking to go down the route of becoming a life coach, for example. We do not currently provide life coach training. I am a trained life coach, but I don't actively train that. I can facilitate coaching sessions around life coaching, but I don't train that, and no one does in my organisation. So if anyone ever comes to us and during the conversation, that's ultimately what they're looking to achieve, I'll always recommend a number of other organisations who I would suggest they go and look into. And I'm more than happy to do that for anyone. There's never any obligation to have a conversation with any of my team, myself included, of course, at DNA Coach around what your thoughts are. I want you to choose the best training qualification, certification program for you that meets your requirements. And of course, we would like you to choose something that is ideally reflective of one of the five organizations that I'm going to share with you today. So let me pause there. We'll take you to the next segment and I'll guide you through a high level of the five organizations, that spaghetti soup, alphabet level of CMI, ILM, AC, EMCC, ICF. My goodness, the list is endless. Okay. So I did mention five organizations. We'll try and keep it high level and straightforward, because you can go through a bit of a rabbit hole in a minefield, all the metaphors you can think of in terms of these five. So we have CMI, the Chartered Management Institute, and we also have ILM. Technically speaking, ILM is just ILM. It was once referred to as the Institute of Leadership and Management, but back in 2016, that was separated into two entities, one that was the qualifications provider and the other one as a membership body. ILM would be the qualifications provider, which is now part of City and Guilds Group. And there was a separate entity called the Institute of Leadership and Management, which is the membership body, now more commonly referred to as the Institute of Leadership. And you'll find all of this on their website. So Institute of Leadership and Management, quite often people will use that phrase when referencing ILM. I'm sure they won't mind that, but technically speaking, it is ILM. So that's two of our awarding bodies. Now, both of these awarding bodies are regulated by the UK Office of Qualifications and Examination Regulation. So they are Ofqual-backed training provider, qualification providers. We then have three other organisation bodies, still awarding bodies, but these one, the next three that I mentioned, ICF, AC and EMCC, I'll give you their definitions as well, are associations, professional associations, membership associations, for example, where you're agreeing to abide by their ethical standards and practice, still offer qualifications, but not off-qual backed, and very much in that ethical practice field. So it's always useful to go with a provider that provides some element of both. Both the Chartered Management Institute and ILM also have links with one of these other three association bodies as well, professional associations, but it's always good just to have a little bit of a check on that. So we have ICF, which is the International Coaching Federation. We have the AC, which is the Association for Coaching. And we have the EMCC, which is the European Mentoring and Coaching Council. Phew. I think that we need a lie down after all of that, don't we? There we are. So what is the difference between all of these? So CMI and ILM are off-qual backed qualification providers. So in particular, in the UK, and still very much recognised globally, not just the UK entity, they are globally and internationally recognised, will offer qualifications starting at level 2, I believe, to level 7/level 8. And they cover qualifications in a very comprehensive fashion. And these qualifications are aligned with other more commonly known standards. So for example, a level 2 qualification would be the equivalent to a GCSE level, for example, to a level 7 qualification, equivalent to, aligned with, a master's degree perhaps. Level 8 could be the equivalent more so of that, leading toward doctorate level. So they offer qualifications, and those qualifications are backed with the regulatory element of the Ofqual backing, so the Office of Qualifications and Examination Regulation. ICF, AC and EMCC also offer training, but they offer training in a slightly different way, not Ofqual backed, but still fantastically led qualifications. We'll say that word qualifications. Technically speaking, it's not a qualification as such. It is accredited training or certified training or credentialed training. So this is where there's some of the unique nuances. So accredited training for ICF, for example, who are more so a US-based professional coaching association, but they have a large global presence around the world with local chapters, as they refer to it as. And what their dedication is the advancement of coaching profession through high ethical standards, providing that independent certification, because in the world of coaching in particular, it is still not regulated. So their ethos, their principle, if you like, actually very similar to the Association for Coaching and EMCC, is around building that network of credentialed coaches. So they typically use the words accredited, credentialed and certificated, for example, in terms of their definition of their training provision. The Association for Coaching is still a globally recognised organisation, but with a very UK prominent-led backing. And their association, very similar to ICF, very much focuses on promoting excellence and ethical practice in coaching in the UK. Now, we also have, of course, the EMCC, the European Mentoring and Coaching Council, very similar to ICF and AC in terms of their demonstration and adherence to high standards, codes of ethics, for example. And all three of these professional coaching associations, so the ICF, the AC, the EMCC, have, you know, 40,000 plus members across, you know, globally, for example, perhaps more than that now. And they do offer accredited training and coaching at varying levels. Some of these organisations call them or refer to them as different levels. So for example, ICF now have levels as 1, 2 and 3. They used to have them as 4 and 5 letter acronyms. They no longer use that. It's level 1, 2 and 3. And that aligns with their credentials as well as their accredited training, where you can have that professional accreditation as well as the training program that's offered. So this is where it does get a little bit messy and a little bit skewed. And that is alignment in alignment with their standards for ACC level, which is associate, if I remember correctly, credentialed coach. Then they have PCC, which is professional credentialed coach, I believe. And then also MCC, which is the master level. And all three of those require a certain amount of coaching hours per year in order to maintain your credentialed status. You can do your individual training with them on one of the courses at levels 1, 2 and 3 with a variety of different providers, but they will offer credentialing separately. Association for Coaching, very similar. So my organisation, we are Chartered Management Institute, Registered Centre, and we are also an Association for Coaching training provider. So any of our coaching qualifications, and I use the word qualification because that's what's provided by the Chartered Management Institute, we dual accredit with the Coaching Association, so the Association for Coaching in the UK, and in particular, aligned with their accredited certificate in coach training. They have a variety of other accredited training options. They have foundation levels, certificate levels, which we offer, diplomas and advanced diplomas, as well as recognised status awards. Likewise, with the International Coaching Federation, the Association for Coaching also offer individual credentialing. So it's like going for both of those. It's like going to do your training. You get the certificate to say you've completed the training. And then if you want the personal credentials, you do that separately by evidencing your coaching hours, your live coaching practice. So it's kind of dual based in that sense. And my organisation, we are Chartered Management Institute, very much prominently focusing on coach training in the corporate space, so executive coaching, leadership coaching in business and organisations. And of course, we like that to be accompanied with a professional association backing as well, which is why our qualifications are Chartered Management Institute and Association for Coaching dual accredited. And then EMCC offer very similar structures as well. Phew, you might need to lie down after all of that. So, why am I telling you all of this? Technically speaking, I don't think you can go wrong with choosing a training provider that offer at least one of these options. So if you look for a training provider that is solely Association for Coaching, for example, and you choose to do their accredited certificate in coach training, you can rest assured that that training provider has went through quite extensive screening and a provision to be awarded the recognition status to provide that level of training. Now, we used to just be solely an Association for Coaching training provider. We're actually going through our credentialing right now to also become an International Coaching Federation training provider, providing continuing coach education programs for already trained coaches. So there's so many options out there. If you choose any one training program, we'll just use that phrase, that either gets you an off-qual backed qualification, so through Chartered Management Institute or ILM, you are in good practice. You will have a highly recognised, very worthwhile training qualification for your coach training practice. Or if you're using one of those two organisations, there's other options as well, leadership and management training and a variety of other programmes as well. If you choose solely to go with one of the professional coaching associations, so ICF, AC or EMCC, you will not get an off-qual backed qualification, but you will receive very high standard training that allows you to become an accredited or a certified coach. Also with options for personal accreditation or credentialing as well. So it is a little bit of a minefield still. I would always, in my early career of managing learning and development departments, if we were ever looking for an external training provider, I would always choose a provider that had one of those five credentials to their organisational standing. Or if looking for individuals in that space, I would look for individuals that had training from one of those five. Now, if I'm going to be really specific, there is a sixth that I would add into the mix, but more in a niche area. So we have also CIPD, the Chartered Institute of Personnel and Development. And CIPD also offer qualifications and programs very much in the people space. So human resources, for example, and also training. So in my very early career of being a corporate trainer within the telecoms industry, I needed to have a certificate on training practice, as it was called back in the day, many years ago, through CIPD. So they are, depending on your niche area, the area of work that you are in, CIPD are also a great qualification provider. So in particular, we'll still focus on the five that I mentioned. If you are in particular, again, looking for coach training, choose one of those bodies. You will find some providers, like mine as an example, who have dual accreditation, perhaps even triple accreditation. So as I mentioned earlier in the podcast, we are Chartered Management Institute and Association for Coaching backed. All of our coach qualifications are dual accredited. and we offer a variety of levels. And it just means you're getting the great qualification as well as that link with the professional association as well, to demonstrate those high standards and working towards those ethical practices, if we think about it that way. So if you do need to take a pause, grab a drink of water, have a lie down or a scream into a pillow, do that now and I'll come back to you in a second. Now, before we dash off, and you might want to go down more of a rabbit hole looking at all of those organisations, and as I mentioned, I am more than happy. Even if you don't choose DNA Coach as your provider, I mean, I will be very sad about that, I'm not going to lie, but I will always give you very objective feedback on who I think is a good provider. And genuinely speaking, if you come to me and you say, I'm considering X provider and they are recognised or backed by one of these five organisations, you're going to be in good hands, unless part of your due diligence outlines that they have, you know, negative feedback or anything along those lines. I'm also more than happy to recommend other organisations as well. Always happy to do that. Because sometimes what we offer might not be the thing that you're looking for, and vice versa. And there's room at the table for everyone as far as I'm concerned. So if you're in doubt and you want to run it past me, drop me a note. I'm more than happy to hop on a Zoom with anyone. What I do want to address is when you are looking for coach training in particular, leadership and management's quite different. I'll cover that shortly. But if you're looking for coach training specifically, please, please, please do your due diligence. There are so many providers out there right now who are offering coach training and they are calling it things like become a certified coach, using that language. And when you might dig into their website FAQs or you have a discovery conversation with one of their representatives, always ask, who is your program accredited by? Who is it certified by? If the organisation says it's certified by us internally, question that a little bit further. Now, there are some fantastic training providers out there who provide great coach training, but do not have an affiliation with any of the bodies that I've mentioned. And there could be a possibility that you may in turn require to do duplicated training or effort further down the line, because you don't have one of those credentials. In this space that's still very unregulated, it's so important that you choose a provider that hasn't accredited or credentialed their own program by their own standards. Get that third party backing. It really does make all the difference. So please, please, please do your due diligence when you are seeking out, especially a coach training provider. And if they advertised, it's certified, it's credentialed, it's accredited, by whom? Who is it accredited by? And if they say, oh, it's rubber stamped by us internally, just be mindful of that. That's all I would say. And again, if you want to have any conversation about that, I am more than happy to point you in the right direction. Again, always will be your individual choice. But I would definitely recommend choosing a provider that is associated with one of those five organisations that I mentioned. Now, there's also the scope of just in general choosing a training provider. Now, there's many training providers out there who provide fantastic training, learning and development support in a variety of fields that aren't backed by any organisation standing or backing. And you know what? That might be okay. That might be all your organisation needs. But if you're looking for that little bit of an edge, choose a provider that has some form, again, of backing. So as an example, majority of the courses that we now run at DNA Coach for our clients and for our public programmes are all backed by one of those two, soon to be three organisations, either the Chartered Management Institute as a level 3 to 7 qualification or a CMI recognised certificate through their recognised status programme, or through the Association for Coaching certification, or through the Association for Coaching CPD, our scheme of which we are members of all of those elements. So again, just making sure that you're choosing the right provider for you. You might have providers who don't provide training programs that are backed, like the program isn't backed by something, but as long as the people providing that training have a good level of training and or experience in that field, then great, that might be enough. So if you're looking for, from a coach perspective, choose one of the five. If it's something more broad for your organization, yes, you might have training providers out there who provide fantastic training that doesn't necessarily have to follow suit of one of those five, if that makes sense. Once again, if you want to chat through any of that, I'm always more than happy to do that. I've been a trainer in organizations. In the early part of my own business, we weren't affiliated or accredited by anyone, but we have extensive experience in the field of leadership and management, for example, or communication training, customer service training, all the things that we've done in the past. We weren't backed by a body at that time, but we would support other organizations because we were leading in that field, having done it and demonstrated it and had success in it for a very, very long time. So from that perspective, that might be enough if you're looking for an organization training program. We will always work with any organization through my company at DNA Coach to provide a solution that suits your needs, your wants, your desires, and of course your budget. And if that need, want, and desire and budget allows you to do something that is accredited or has a recognized status or has a qualification backing, we will of course do that. If your budget doesn't allow that, we'll always work with you on what that is. But you would know, working with us, all of our coaches, all of our trainers, either internally or our associate trainers, are all very highly credentialed, experienced, and have those qualification standards oozing from every pore in their body. Now, of course, great experience factors in as well. So again, just making sure that you choose wisely. We can sometimes see quite extensive amounts of money transferring hands, especially when people are choosing coach training. I'll go back to that again. The coaching industry is massive. I see providers charging upwards of £7,000 GBP in the UK, upwards of goodness knows how many US dollars for those providers, other side of the water, shall we say, in extensive amounts of money. So if you're passing over multiple zeros at the end of your monetary value, please make sure that you're choosing wisely. So I do hope that you found this episode of use of value. It's not normally how we do our episodes in terms of we usually provide you with some great coaching tips, but it's really important to me that you choose a provider, especially if you're parting with the money individually yourself or your organization is, of course, as well, to make sure that you're choosing a provider, especially for training from a coaching perspective, just to be the right level. So once again, who are they? Chartered Management Institute, so CMI, ILM, the ICF, the International Coaching Federation, the AC, the Association for Coaching, or the EMCC, the European Mentoring and Coaching Council. Check them out online. Choose your provider who is meeting one or more of those criteria. You'll find on the website all the people who are affiliated with those. And if in doubt, check with the provider directly themselves. And if you want to double check anything with me, you're more than welcome. Drop me a note to Laura at dnacoach.co.uk or go to dnacoach.co.uk website. Top right hand corner, you have the option to choose catch up, and that will let you book in a Zoom call with me directly using my diary. And if there's not a slot free that suits you, drop me an email. I will find some time to squeeze you in, I promise. So I do hope you've enjoyed this episode. Next week, we are bringing you a fantastic guest. It is the wonderful Charlotte Angus talking about all things imposter, and not imposter syndrome, imposter phenomenon. So you don't want to miss that. So watch out for that landing next week on the Coaches and Leaders Assemble podcast, the podcast for all things coaching, leadership, people and culture. I'm Laura Royal from DNA Coach. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Take care. And bye-bye for now.